How's life?
Good, how are you?
Where do you want me? Is this the place? It's great to be here with Chancellor Mooney and students and staff at UWM and talking about mental health, behavioral health, and health in general, and how students play a huge role. Students that work here play a huge role in making sure that young people and others that attend this campus have access to that health services. And they're doing a great job. They've got a long way to go, but they're doing a great job. That, be glad to answer any questions, and I'm sure the Chancellor would be glad to answer any questions too.
Governor, on your lawsuit you filed yesterday involving UW employees, Speaker Voss seems to indicate that this now could extend to all state employees. Given what you said yesterday, do you have concerns about that?
No. Apparently he and his staff haven't read the lawsuit. Under no circumstance, I mean, it's all about the fact that we have passed the budget. The budget is law, and there is nothing in that law that says that you can say you are getting a raise. You're maybe going to get a raise, maybe not, if we can figure this out. That's just not there. So, no, others, he's either making an offer or somebody gave him bad advice. There is nothing to indicate that this lawsuit will have an impact on non-university state employees. This is about state university employees who are getting the short end of the stick because the Republicans have decided not to play ball.
But what about other action JCLO or JFC has taken? Could that be in jeopardy?
No, no. We need to have them do the right thing, give the university staff give them the raises. That's what's in law. Simple as that.
And a prison lockdown question. Can you outline again what steps your administration is taking to try to end the lockdowns, to increase staffing at the prisons and so on?
Yeah, that's a huge issue. I'm really sorry. We have to be thoughtful about people that die in our care, and we are very concerned about that. But at the end of the day, we do need to make sure that we have enough staff, and that's what's making the lockdown or whatever term that is more appropriate. But until we get that resolved, we're working on this every single day. I get an update every single day. The Department of Corrections leader is on site every day, especially in Wampan. So we're doing what we can, but it is about people. It's a people issue. We need to have the staff to make sure that they're there so we can have regular corrections.
When's the last time you visited one of the prisons that's in lockdown?
Oh, last I have not gone to the prisons recently. I've been to many of the correctional institutions over the years. But I'm in constant contact with the staff.
Did you say DOC secretary's in Wampan every day?
Just about every day. Just about every day he spends in Wampan.
Is that typical?
No. I mean, he's concerned, I'm concerned, and he knows my concerns. So we're doing everything we can, but at the end of the day, it has something to do with, a lot to do with the fact we don't have enough people there to work here.
More questions?
Governor, I want to ask you quickly about Foxconn. Next month, we're going to learn whether they qualify again for state subsidies. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, as we sit here today and look back on the deal your administration negotiated, are you comfortable with that? And do you anticipate from your administration a new business coming in the next months or years on that property?
Yeah, I don't have any. I think it was one of the best steps we made to renegotiate that, to focus on the reality that exists down there. And so that's worked out. I think it's worked out all right for Foxconn, too. Certainly, it was oversold by the previous administration, and we needed to renew and review that deal. And they have the deal that every other company has in the state of Wisconsin that has a deal from